SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, vowing to finish the job, is dismissing growing international calls for Israel to halt the Gaza military offensive. The Prime Minister's remarks echoed in a speech by a member of his war cabinet, opposition politician Benny Gantz.
This is a speech that was given today to a delegation of visiting presidents of major Jewish organizations from the United States. And Benny Gantz went on to say that Israel would act in a coordinated manner, facilitating, in his words, the evacuation of civilians in dialogue with our American and Egyptian partners, words which may add to the speculation that some Palestinians in Gaza may find themselves having to seek refuge outside the Gaza Strip, possibly in this walled enclosure that the Egyptians are building nearby on their side of the border.
Historic hearings have opened at the United Nations top court into the legality of Israel's control of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, parts of East Jerusalem. The International Court of Justice has been asked by the General Assembly to issue a non-binding opinion on Israel's activities. Also at SRNNews.com, in suburban Minneapolis, two police officers and a paramedic have been killed while answering a call in Burnsville, Minnesota.
Two residents in the 12,600 block of 33rd Avenue South on a report of a domestic situation where a man was reported to be armed and barricaded with family members in the home.
Drew Evans with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension speaking with KMSP-TV. The suspect also died. All others inside the home managed to escape unharmed. Shooting early today at a Waffle House, Indianapolis, has killed a woman. Five other people were wounded. Apparently, a fight between two groups of people led to the gunfire. And so far, no word of any arrests. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom and parents' rights in Minnesota.
After demand letters from First Liberty Institute and True North Legal, the St. Louis Park Public Schools will allow children from six Muslim families to opt out of lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. The mother of one of the Muslim children says, quote, "We have a sacred obligation to teach the principles of our faith to our children without being undermined by the schools. Christians in the area are hoping they will be afforded the same freedom." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attempt to enshrine abortion in the New Hampshire Constitution has failed. The state Senate voting 14-9 along party lines against a broadly worded proposal to add language to the Constitution protecting personal reproductive autonomy. New Hampshire law prohibits abortion after 24 weeks of pregnancy, except when a mother's health or life is in danger or the unborn baby suffers from a fatal anomaly. This is SRN News. A time to remember and reflect in Southern California.
Thousands who were incarcerated on U.S. soil during World War II are now being commemorated at the Japanese American National Museum in L.A. A book called The Erie Icho lists the names of more than 125,000 people detained in the camps nationwide. It will be on display at the museum until December 1st. The project was conceived by a team of researchers at the University of Southern California and took more than 3 years to complete. Jason Walker reporting.
Some U.S. lawmakers waving a red flag about what they see as America's failure to compete with China in biotechnology. They're warning of risks to U.S. national security and commercial interests. Biotech is one of the next big things promising to revolutionize everyday life. More details, SRNNews.com.